Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And as always, for those of you who are in the Los Angeles area, the call-in number is 424-258-9337. And for everyone else, including those right here in the beautiful San Francisco, oh, my God, I cannot believe July is almost over, Bay Area. The toll-free number is 877-697-9725. You can also log into the chat room where producer Kaina is going to be there. And if you have any questions for me, you can put them into the chat room and she'll make sure that they get to me. Or you can call in and she will see to it that your call gets through. So today we're going to be looking at the concept of being alone. Alone happens. It happens in all our lives. Loneliness is something different. Loneliness is more of a choice. When we think about the idea of being in community, and it is wonderful that we are communal creatures. We are basically pack animals. We are strengthened and really supported when we have our community there, when we have people around us, our family, our friends, our loved ones, who are there for us and love us and accept us for who we are, and you know, they can help us through those tough times as we can help them. Now, there are times when we are going to be alone, and whether that is by your choice or by someone else's, there is a light and a shadow aspect to that sense of being alone. Alone is a state of being. When we add story to it, that either becomes loneliness or it becomes solitude. And keep in mind, Superman did not hang out in the fortress of loneliness. And thinking being out in the middle of the frozen tundra in a great big glass house, which, now that I think about it, is sort of the same as when in the movie Frozen, when Elsa chose to separate herself, she created a big glass house too, or a big ice house. So the idea that often to be alone is something that many times we really need in our lives. We need to be able to step away from the demands around us. We need to be able to have that downtime where we can just contemplate, we can meditate, we can hang out with our dog or our cat or our cockatoo or whatever, and we can just sort of breathe because there's nothing expected from us. There's no one there for us to take care of but us. And that can be a real rare thing, especially if you have a life that generally you have a lot of people in your life who count on you and depend on you. And I am so blessed that I have the type of life where I do get to interact with a lot of different people on a lot of different, you know, platforms and in a lot of different ways. Some of them I'm counseling, some I'm being given guidance by. Some people I'm teaching, some people I'm a student to. I am a very social person, and I really enjoy being out there and around and about and just surrounded by lots of activity. And I found that because so much of my life is wrapped up in being out in the public and being with people, I learned that it's really, really important for me to have times when I'm alone, to have times that I turn off the cell phone for an hour or 2 hours and just sit and figure that the world can actually run very nice without me. Now, when people are alone, whether, as I said, whether they chose it or, you know, somebody else chose to leave. The main point when alone is not a good thing is when it's in relationship to interpersonal relationships, when it is a case of emotionally being alone. And when we talk about loneliness, it's that feeling of maybe abandonment. Maybe it's a feeling of isolation. Maybe there's all kinds of stories wrapped up in why you're alone. And sometimes people have a tendency to draw a relationship between being alone and being someone worth spending time with. And especially if you're feeling abandoned, yeah, that can be really hard. And maybe that self-esteem kind of, you know, takes a punch right in the gut. Maybe it's this isolation that keeps you from being able to reach out and find people that you can be comfortable with. Maybe it's fear that if you venture out, you're going to get hurt. And getting hurt is one of those places where, you know, I mean, nobody likes getting hurt. Well, I mean, there are some people who like getting hurt, but it really is not a good thing. So, you know, and that has this whole other connotation. So, you know, we won't go there. The idea that most of the time people would rather be in relationships with people, people would rather have companionship. And when you get into that place of really needing companionship, it can go into companionship at any cost. Because you don't want to be alone, you are willing to have anybody there. And maybe it's somebody who's really great for you and supports you, or maybe it's someone who's not so great for you, who doesn't really make you very happy, or whose friendship has a lot of strings attached. But if they're there, then you're not alone. So it really comes down to that place of what do you choose in your life? What is worth it? What is that point where being accepted, being a part of community is more important than your sense of well-being? And that's something to take a look at because ultimately it's all choice. You have every right to choose to be in whatever situation you want to be in that you feel right is right for you. And if that's not what you really want, if that's not what makes you happy, then maybe it's time to consider going into that place of solitude. Most people consider solitude voluntary as opposed to loneliness, which is involuntary. I had a wonderful experience spending 3 days up on a mountain in solitude. And I sat, I meditated, I didn't have a watch, I couldn't scribble down in a diary. You know, it was fasting, very little water. And I was able to be in a place of solitude. And at first it felt really, really awkward. And then after a while, it got to be really, really wonderful. And when I take away all of my, okay, I've got to take care of this person and that person, and I've got to do all these things, when you take away all the stuff that you have to do to occupy yourself, and you're in that moment of solitude, first it's scary, but then it gets really, really cool. A year ago, or almost a year ago, in the Labor Day weekend, it will be a year, that I moved up to the mountains. And I'm in a little cabin. And while there are other cabins that aren't that far from me, I really do have a very kind of isolated feel. And I get up early in the morning, and I walk down to the river by myself. Well, I've got my dog with me. And I can just go there and sit. And the only thoughts, the only concerns I have in those moments are what pleases me, and what do I want to do, and what do I need. So when we can have those opportunities, especially when I have spent most of my life, that was really the first time that I've ever really lived alone. And being in that situation, it took me probably close to 6 months to feel okay about it, to actually see the beauty in it. I mean, I loved where I was. It was what I always wanted. And yet there was this strangeness about being alone because I didn't have anyone else to decide how I was to be. When you're empathic, and we've talked about this before, very much, you know, the interaction you have with other people is becoming what they need you to be because you can sense what it is that they need and you can become that. So when I'm alone, I had to learn what it meant to just be myself. And it became a practice of figuring out, okay, what exactly, you know, am I about? Who am I? Because most of the time we can't really answer that question until we've spent some quality time alone, when there's no other opinions being put in, when there's no judgments, when there's no, not even encouragement, when it's just you there with yourself. And it's a time to figure out how much you judge yourself. It's a time to be able to move through that and then get to the other side of it, where you think, well, I may not have done everything perfect, but overall, actually, I'm not doing too bad. So being able to find the joy of being alone. And yes, as I said, when it comes to relationships, it's really hard because we like having somebody there. And it has been quite a while in my life that I would come home and talk about my day to anyone but the dog. So, who is very attentive, I must say, you know, he just looks at me and pretty much as long as I put his food bowl down, he's willing to listen to me, you know, whine on about my day or celebrate my day. You see, that's the part when it's difficult. And it goes into that place of, you know, you want someone there to share the joys. You want someone there to, you know, hang out with. Maybe you want somebody there so they can give you a hug and let you know it's going to be okay. And yes, those are things that I sometimes miss. I remember what it was like to, you know, have somebody to joke and kid around with, to, you know, tease me out of my bad moods, to, you know, be there to give a hug when I needed it, to be a sounding board, yeah, or to just be, you know, that buddy who is there. And it is an adjustment to be able to work around that. And I know that there are people who I can call if I start to feel, you know, going from solitude to loneliness. I know that, okay, I've got people I can pick up a phone and say, hey, what are you doing? Let's hang out. I know I have people who love me dearly, who I can call up and say, hey, you got a minute? You know, I've got something I want to talk about. So by making a choice of saying, okay, I'm sliding into that shadow piece of being alone, what do I need to do to work my way through it? And maybe I just need to be alone, and maybe I just need to go through that because maybe in that moment I'm feeling scared. I'm feeling like, wow, if something were to happen, you know, what would I do? Well, I would do what I needed to do to take care of myself. That's what I would do. And it's not about whether or not, you know, we're going to have somebody to take care of us. There will always be someone to take care of us. We all have someone who loves us. We all have someone who misses us. We all have someone just like, you know, we would be there for them, that they would be there for us. And, yes, sometimes the test of a relationship is, when you really need them and, you know, maybe they don't show up for you. Well, then maybe they didn't need to be that close to you anyway. It is a very cool thing to be able to enjoy being alone, to enjoy the idea of spending time with you. I've reached the point where I really look forward to spending time with me and doing what I like and thinking, gee, what do I want to do today? And yes, you know, too much of anything is not good. It does not promote balance. And by having those times that I can be alone, that I can have my solitude, it makes me appreciate being out and enjoying people that much more. Because there is a balance point. There's a way to offset it. I have my public time, and I have my alone time. I can be in my place of solitude because I know I'm not going to stay there. I can, you know, enjoy being out and being public and, you know, hanging out with everybody because I know that there's going to be alone time. So I can balance the two, and that's the whole goal, is that we can live a life where we are balanced. And there's a line from a poem by a woman called Araya Mountain Dreamer, and it's called The Invitation. And I totally encourage you to read it. It's amazing. And it talks about, you know, who we are, that, you know, it doesn't interest me, you know, what you do for a living and what you, you know, how much money you have. What interests me is who you are as a spiritual being. And the last line out of it is, I want to know if you can be alone with yourself and if you truly like the company you keep in the empty moments. That is really powerful. Do we like the company that we're keeping when we're alone? Do we go out of our way to avoid being alone? And while companionship is a wonderful thing, having people there for you is a wonderful thing, in my humble way of thinking, it should be something you choose, not something that's a requirement for you to be okay. It's when we're alone that we figure a lot of stuff out. When we wake up in the middle of the night and suddenly you can't sleep and all the thoughts are in your head. Even if you have someone lying in the bed next to you, more than likely they're probably sleeping. And, you know, you maybe it's something that you may not want to share. So when you have those times when, you know, it's just your brain waking you up and saying, hey, we need to talk. Well, go with it. Step into that place of solitude, not loneliness. It's an attachment. So, and, you know, it's not saying you can't be attached to solitude. And if that's your choice, I mean, there's people who decide they want to move out to the absolute middle of nowhere, not see another human being for months at a time. And they're very, very happy with that. They're very content. They are in balance. They have that feeling of freedom. And being in alone can have a huge amount of freedom. Who are you when you are alone? And most important, do you like who you are when you are alone? When you don't have to be anything for anyone, who are you? What are you? And the really best part of that is that that answer to that question is constantly changing. As we move through life, who we are changes with every experience we have, with every achievement and every heartbreak and every moment of epiphany and every moment of desperation. Each of those things change who we are. It builds on what was and creates this ever-growing sense of yourself, who you are. And who you are should be the same whether you are alone or whether you're in a room of 1,000 people. I mean, yeah, you can modify your, you know, your behavior or your language or whatever to adapt to, you know, the circumstances to a certain extent. It's when you're alone that you can completely be yourself, that you can appreciate yourself, that you get your own way. If you want to watch a particular TV show, you can do it. If you want to do absolutely nothing, you can do it. If you want to sit and laugh hysterically or weep uncontrollably, you can do that. And there's no judgment. There's no question. Now, when it's done, maybe, you know, you want to call somebody up and say, hey, you know, I'm going through a tough time here, and I really could use some help. Reaching out is always an option, unless you don't make it one. Always people out there who are willing to listen to you, willing to hear you. Even if you absolutely don't know anybody, there are phone numbers that you can call that people will sit and listen to you, crisis lines. They will sit and listen to you. Now, if it's not a crisis, if it's just something tremendously cool happening and you want to share it, you know, let's say you got a promotion at work and you come home and, you know, of course the dog is really happy you got a promotion, but the dog would be happy whether you did or you didn't. You know, you want to see somebody's face light up going, oh my gosh, congratulations. Yeah, that is a point when you need to reach out, especially if you live alone. And there's a quote that says, it is better to be alone than to be in bad company. Which means if it is better to be in solitude and to have nobody there if your only options for people there are people who are not good for you. And that is a very, very difficult thing, you know, especially if you're in a relationship. And if you have a thing about being alone, some people will feel that a bad relationship is better than none. And having somebody there, even if it's only good some of the time, and the rest of the time it's not good, well, at least you've got somebody there. Well, that is a choice. And you are absolutely free to make that choice. And do you really think that it is that much better? If you have the ability to choose solitude, to say, I would rather keep my own company than be unhappy or to be fearful, then you can step out for yourself, claiming that time, claiming that space, claiming your autonomy. You know, alone can be a wonderful thing, and alone can be a really hard thing. It all depends on the story you attach to it. And if you have to tell yourself a story, I was told this a long time ago, tell yourself a good one. Tell yourself a story of possibilities. Tell yourself a story of freedom, of the ability to choose whatever it is you want and to have that be the final word. It's up to you, as it's up to all of us. There's a difference between lonely and alone. Lonely is a choice. So choose what's right for you. Solitude can be empowering and truly connect you in a way to the world and the universe that you never dreamed possible, because it allows you those quiet times. And if you're someone who just feels that you have to have a bunch of people in your life, then go with that. But keep in mind, You can be absolutely lonely in the middle of a crowded room. I know, because I've done it and I've observed it. And you can be alone and feel connected to absolutely everything. The birds, the trees, the wind, everything. Because it's during those quiet times that you can hear all the rest of what's going on when the world that we know gets very quiet. When you can hear the river moving. When you can look up into the night sky. When you sit on a beach and look out at the ocean. Those are some really wonderful things to be able to experience on your own. Because then you truly feel everything. All that's around you. And your connection to the universe, God, creator, however you define it. It's in those moments that we can have that close, deep connection, which is why in so many traditions all over the world, when somebody wants to find that place of enlightenment, when somebody is going to get those deeper questions answered, often they go off by themselves. And they go into prayer, they go into meditation, however, you know, that would be held. Because really, we are not alone. There's not the possibility to be alone because we are a part of everything. And whatever your spiritual beliefs, there's a whole big universe. And we are a part of it. So if you want to accept that, then you accept that you're always connected. If you're looking for companionship, there's a whole world of companionship available out there. All you have to do is be willing to reach for it, even if it's just saying hello to a neighbor, or if it's joining a group, or going and hanging out at an event. There are times that we need to be with people and connected. And there are also times that we need to be alone. Figure out what alone means to you, honestly. Figure out what is the story you attach that you call loneliness. And figure out that loneliness can be shifted to solitude. It can be something you choose. And it can be pretty cool. Because being alone makes you appreciate being with others that much more because you have the option to create balance. So enjoy your alone time. Enjoy your time with people. Just enjoy it. Because we only have so much time in this particular place, this particular space, this particular lifetime. So make it a good one. And no matter what you choose, be happy. So, thank you for joining me once again. And if you want to find out more about me, you can check out my website at www.the-healing-house.com. And you can also reach me by email at healinghouseradio@the-healing-house.com. So in the meantime, blessings to each and every one of you. If you're alone and enjoying it, congratulations. If you're lonely, reach out because there is someone who loves you. You're not inconveniencing them. Connect when you choose to. And enjoy the peaceful moments that are often way too rare in this world. But either way, do what you choose because it makes you happy. So, until next time, this is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. Take care and be blessed.